Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
First, the HSE is urging extra caution over COVID-19 in the Midlands due to what's been described as a probable outbreak of the Delta variant in Athlone. It follows a cluster of cases which public health officials have linked to people socialising by the west side of the River Shannon on Friday the 11th of June. That's where our reporter John Cook has been visiting to find out more. So what's been happening there, John?
Well, Samantha, much the same as any other busy tourist town, as locals and visitors are out enjoying the sun or a walk or a boat tour or a coffee and a drink by the River Shannon, right near Athlone town centre. Many people will know this lovely area, as people were on Friday, June the 11th, I'm told, the specific date the HSE has pointed to in terms of 14 primary cases of COVID-19, which are probably the Delta variant, they say, amid concerns that this much more transmissible version of coronavirus could be spreading through homes and workplaces here. Today I met lots of people just passing through Athlone by boat near the lock on the River Shannon, as well as locals out enjoying the sun. So I asked them how they're feeling about these latest reports on the spread of the Delta variant in this area.
Just a bit freaked out over it, really. I thought it was going away, but apparently not. It's concerning. It's just that if it's going to come back in again and places are closed down again.
There's been so much going on over the last couple of months, and every time we get close to reopening the country, there just seems to be another scare.
Well, a lot of people this morning came round the lock and just did I hear the news, and I did. A lot of them saying they got the first vaccine, they're waiting for the second vaccine. They're very concerned, and then the youth, and it's in the centre of town. A busy area.
It is a busy area. I mean, there's lots of tourists out enjoying the water, lots of people enjoying the sun. I presume there are crowds out socialising here most evenings.
Yeah, the whole area around the Shannon area is full of tourists at the moment.
People didn't notice anything unusual with house parties or outdoor dining. It's par for the course every day, June 11th or any other day, is it?
No, it's the same as every day. Just like normal, they just sit out and enjoy themselves.
In particular, they have pinpointed Athlone and the west side of the River Shannon, which is where we are now, where there was some socialising on June 11th. Were you out?
No, not on the 11th, but that weekend I was, having a few drinks and enjoying normality and socialising. It was crowded, but I wouldn't say there was concern of irresponsibility or spreading of the virus of any sense, really.
Just passing through on a boat on the Shannon, is it?
No, we're staying in the hotel.
You having a good time?
Oh, excellent, yeah, so far, yeah. Yeah, we're going on a trip now to Shannon there and the river.
Lovely. Around. Are you worried about COVID-19, this Delta variant they're saying in Athlone?
I'm off my second AstraZeneca test on Friday. In Cork.
So you'll be fully vaccinated?
Yes, yeah, and quite pleased with that.
It may just be that Athlone has been named as one of the first places where this Delta variant might come, or do you fear that might happen or might slow down our progress here in Ireland?
Yeah, look what's after happening in England and the other countries. We've just got to be more careful.
So I'm known locally as Viking Mike. I operate the Viking ship here in Athlone up onto Loch Ree, the Lake of the Kings.
There's lots of people getting on with Viking Mike today for a tour. Fears of a setback in terms of COVID-19 or this Delta variant, does it worry you?
No, not necessarily. I think the hotels seem to be all booked out anyway. It hasn't made any difference to them. So it's no different to what it is around the rest of the country, really. I've no fears. Like Tony Hoolan says, it's averaging 20% throughout the country. So I think it's not just Athlone only. Athlone obviously has been highlighted just because of a recent incident. But I think, people are socialising all over the country. And we, unfortunately, just like the UK, we'll see more of the Delta variant everywhere.
That's Viking Mike taking tourists out on the River Shannon today. John, are other businesses concerned too?
Well, others like Viking Mike are hoping business won't be affected again and that this local outbreak can be contained. But yeah, there is concern here, like the rest of the country, as to what the implications of the spread of the Delta variant may be for the further reopening of the economy next month. Sean's Bar in Athlone is probably one of the best known pubs in the country because it's Ireland's oldest and officially, I'm told, the oldest pub in the world, dating back to 900 AD, according to its general manager, who showed me around their extensive new outdoor seating area backing onto the River Shannon, which have been redeveloped in the 15 months that they were closed. Declan Delaney told me that Sean's reopened just on June 7th. That's 4 days before this date of origin for the outbreak pinpointed to by the HSE on June 11th. So I asked him if he recalled what was happening there on that date.
It wasn't an unusual night. In actual fact, the week in question, that was one of the quieter nights. So obviously we treat everyone as having the virus. I mean, that's why we're all wearing masks, that's why there's social distancing. It wasn't an extraordinary night by any manner of means.
What have people been saying in Athlone then? Are they asking questions about what's going on regarding outdoor dining or
in your pub or what?
No, I don't. There's been no question mark, because as anyone in Athlone who have been in the pub will know, we run a very, very strict show. You couldn't get safer in terms of an outdoor summer.
A lot of people have been telling me that there's big crowds all along the river and these flood defence walls. It looks like a nice place to sit and have a drink in the evening. I think there's been a big clean-up operation this morning over bottles and cans and things like that. Does that come from your pub or other places?
It comes from everywhere. You're picking up vodka bottles and cans every morning yourselves, you know. But this has always been the place where people socialise. It's the cultural hub of Athlone. It's where people, you know, enjoy a coffee or, and a drink and so on. I mean, there is takeaway drinks that people can take from the bar, but most people behave very responsibly, you know. So obviously, this variant is just a very transmissible, and I suppose it is a concern.
Well, you have a big outdoor area. How many can you seat outdoors?
Close to 200 people, anyway. You know.
You would like to open indoors as well in July?
Well, we'd like to see things returning back to normal, even though we're open. You don't feel like you're open until people are inside and back into the pub again, you know.
So could this be a setback? Are you worried about what might happen next?
It's obviously a concern. There's no doubt about it. It's a concern. But we'll just have to wait and see what the public advice, and that's all we can do is follow the advice that's been given.
That's Declan Delaney, the general manager of Sean's Bar in Athlone. John, is there any extra testing for COVID-19 being made available in the area following these probable Delta variant cases?
There is, Samantha. And interestingly, Declan told me that he and other business and community representatives have been in touch with the HSE over the need for a local testing centre, because existing centres in counties Westmeath or Roscommon would be 50 minutes to an hour away. Now, that might be hard to access, especially for younger people or some of those people who the HSE is asking, who may have been socialising by the Shannon or at house parties on June 11th, the same people. They're asking not to go to work now or parties or funerals, so it may be difficult for them to access a test. That's why the HSE has announced there will be a new temporary pop-up centre at St Aloysius College in Athlone opening on Thursday morning. And local councillor Ingus O'Rourke is hoping the spread of the Delta variant can be contained locally.
I guess the mood is one of caution. Of course, we don't like the fact that Athlone is in the news for this reason. But I have to say I'm satisfied that the HSC have responded very quickly in this case. We have a pop-up centre, testing centre, due to happen the next day or so. So I would urge people, anybody who had connections, if you like, with this identified case or cases, that they would present for testing, or if they feel the symptoms, obviously they should do so too.
Now, they're starting on Thursday, their pop-up centre. If you needed a COVID test today, right now, you'd have to go to Mullingar, is it, or somewhere else?
Yes, so Mullingar and Castlereagh are the two most local centres. But we've had pop-up centres and we've had fixed centres here in the past, I guess. Given what has emerged here in recent days, I feel the HSC have felt the need to put in place a new centre very close to where we are here today on the banks of the River Shannon in the old St Aloysius College.
And I know it takes time to do it, but are you confident they are, I suppose, nipping it in the bud here?
Yeah, well, I guess it demonstrates the HSE's determination, I guess, to nail this. And I'm very satisfied that in this case they have. That's really important, and it gives, I suppose, a sense of comfort to everybody that they are on top of it. And of course, people in Athlone are aware of the current scenario and current situation. So I think they'll be mindful of things, yeah.
That was Ingus O'Rourke, Fianna Fáil councillor for Westmeath, ending that report from John Cook in Athlone.